VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to the heartbeat of the seller community, eBay Radio. Here is your host, Griff.
And we're glad you could join us for this week's edition of eBay Radio. If you're listening live, today is August 11, 2015. And if you're listening in the archives, this is show number 608. On today's show, we'll hear an update from eBay Main Street, learn how to prepare your business in case it outlives you, and we'll discover some handy new tools. We're also going to celebrate eBay and get some top-rated advice on marketing your eBay listings and store. And we'll also explore one top-rated seller's busy eBay life. We'll also talk to you. But first, here's the eBay Radio news brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
Somebody's Got a Cold, Graceland, Success, and Dinosaurs all feature in today's eBay Radio News for August 11th, 2015. I'm Lee. You know, sometimes when we look at extremely successful people, we figure they have secrets to success we know nothing about. To some extent, that's true. But research has concluded that extremely successful people share some important habits. But it turns out it doesn't necessarily take expensive schools or Bill Gates being your personal mentor to succeed. In fact, the habits are all free. And later on eBay Radio, we'll discuss those habits by giving you details of an article we found on entrepreneur.com. Coming up on the 15th of August, we mentioned it last week, it's the Elvis Auction, a live event with eBay listings coming straight from Graceland. The amount of Elvis memorabilia is astounding. And Griff, some things that really hit to the heart of that era. For instance, I found the original 1954 Elvis Presley Blue Moon of Kentucky on the original Sun Records acetate. The song is the state song of Kentucky, by the way, and it was the flip side of That's All Right, Mama. That record was a blend of country, bluegrass, blues, and kind of helped start the rockabilly craze. And it was a part of every young music geek's collection of that era. Starting bid is $2,500. There are a lot of things like that, some that don't quite cost as much to start bidding on, but it's something that's a lot of fun, if for nothing else, just to go there and look at it. Two dinosaur crazy best friends in the UK have bought a 9-foot-tall Tyrannosaurus Rex leg from the original Jurassic Park movie. They bought it on eBay last week. They live in the UK. They paid £820 for it. One of the fellas, former computer engineer George, has a Jurassic Park shrine in his home, and he had to persuade his fiancée, Amy Berry, to give up £410 of wedding savings that they had saved. She was not amused. But George and his buddy used a van to pick up the leg, which was apparently brought into the UK about 10 years ago on a 21-foot-long military vehicle before taking it straight from behind a red exhibition rope. It was 4 feet wide and 5 feet across the base from the claw to the heel. Took four people to carry it. They're still trying to confirm when the foot was used in the film. No news about whether his fiancée is still with him or not. And if you haven't registered as yet for the We Are 20 celebration, taking place September 10th and 11th at the San Jose McHenry Convention Center in San Jose, you better get moving. The event has a certain number of seats, and eBay wants them filled with you, the eBay seller. We'll be having folks from eBay on the show from now up until the event, so you can be prepared for the happenings. To register and see what's been planned so far, visit ebay.com. We are 20. And that's eBay Radio News for August 15th, 2015, brought to you by Reply Manager. Excuse me, that's August 11th, 2015. Brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. I'm Lee Maribel, now back to eBay Radio, where you got the griff.
All right, here we go. You're listening to eBay Radio, where you can share a tip, mend your ways, and take your listings to a brand new phase. Here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping.
Oh, you don't sound good.
I sound like a man.
Yeah. Gee.
Which is highly unusual.
What an unusual set of circumstances.
I don't know what it is about summer colds and testosterone, but they seem to have this impact.
Well, I know you're not feeling well, sweetheart.
I could do a show called The Quiet Storm.
Yes, you could.
Maybe.
So, you heard me. Turn the lights down a little.
Not too low. I can't find my false teeth.
That was a very interesting article I mentioned in the news, by the way. Those 9 habits of wealthy people.
Did you mention that? I think I was blowing my nose.
And what's so great about those 9 habits of wealthy people, they're all free. You don't have to buy anything.
Oh, I love it when you don't have to buy anything.
And we'll be discussing them in detail later. You can't even buy these habits on eBay, honey.
You can buy a habit.
They're absolutely free. Meanwhile, the eBay radio team is celebrating today, Griff, Donna Freerline's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Donna.
Donna's our intrepid director of business development, and she handles logistics for the eBay radio party and conference, and she's also our Thursday phone screener, so she's off today. We all wish Donna a very, very happy birthday.
A happy clappy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Too many Leos in my life. Too many. There's so many in my family that last Saturday we had to have a Leo party.
What are you talking about?
Astrology.
I have so many Leos. You know, astrology, Leos.
Todd's Leos, with us.
August.
Astrology.
Yes.
Todd Cohen's with us.
The astrological
Todd
symbol. Leo, the lion.
Teach this guy a few things.
Oh, okay, there's so Todd. Much to teach him.
Are you a Leo?
No.
Oh.
You're a Taurus.
Taurus. Now back to the quiet story.
Perfect sense.
Many, many people in my family are Leos.
I don't believe in any of this stuff. You know that, right?
Well, yeah, I get it, and I'm not sure I do either. But the point in my family is there's so many of them, we would have to have 6 parties within a 2-week period.
Oh, so really? I wonder, when is that? That's what time of year is Leo? I forget.
So
August?
Leo now. Right now.
So 9 months passed, your family was doing, that was their time.
Honey, I had to stay away from men in October.
You still
what does that mean?
I should have stayed away from men in October.
Todd says, what does that mean? I agree.
2 of my babies were born July 30th, 19th. Yeah. So-and-so, and then the next year, 19 so-and-so.
You notice it said damn harvest moon again.
And then my third child was born August 18th, all Leos. So my point is, I have to stay away from men in October. See, Todd gets all this.
Now
you,
I do.
You don't.
I don't get it. Why don't I get it?
I don't know.
Because you have a summer cold.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Now back to the quiet storm.
The quiet storm.
The dynamic soulful Mr. Lou Rawls.
That's right.
Oh, man.
I always
put
wanted
the
to
lights
say that
down
the
low
did.
And yeah. Look
You'll
at my etchings.
You'll never find.
Dun, dun, dun.
God.
Oh. He's dead, right?
Oh, yeah, he's dead. So I've seen him live, but
talking
now
about
you
Lou
don't
Rawls?
See him.
Not since he died.
Not since he died.
Okay, you're talking about Lou Rawls?
Lou Rawls, right.
Yeah.
He was great.
So if I go on eBay.com.
Oh, she's going to make the eBay relevant.
And
now she's doing it.
Lourawls, Lou Rawls.
You'll
never
find.
We come up with 2,027 listings.
Another love like mine. I can't remember the words.
Someone to hold you like I do.
This is really awful. we won't even get sued for this. Because it was so bad.
It's too bad.
No. Oh, for not... Well, we pay the licensing
no,
fees.
No, we don't.
Oh, that's why we don't sing Happy Birthday.
It's okay. Don't worry, because I have it all handled. I have it all handled on my end.
That was fair use.
Some
clearly
fair
use. Not to worry. But see, you're only supposed to...
She throws cocktail parties for ASCAP and BMI.
No,
and
you're only supposed to use it when it's newsworthy. I just made it newsworthy. There are 2,027 listings for Lou Rawls on eBay right now.
As your attorney, I believe you're fine.
The very best
you'll
of
never find.
Greatest hits.
Yeah.
My God, people
Tobacco
love
Road.
This man.
Tobacco Look Road, I remember that song, right?
Oh, yeah.
That was a big hit for him. He's got a great voice. He was a great baritone
Unbelievable
singer.
Voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
Complicated life.
Did someone throw, like, hot spaghetti
no
on his back, too? Wasn't it like, who was that?
Steffi Graf?
No, not Steffi Graf. Who was that? Who's the singer of
Sam Cooke?
Sam Cooke.
Yeah.
Didn't he got shot, right?
No, Sam Cooke suffered
Didn't someone throw hot water on him?
Well, you know, Lou Rawls was in a very serious car crash.
Jesus,
and
this never ends for these
people.
He was dead
before arriving at the hospital.
Thank God.
And then
for
he
that.
Stayed in a coma for 5.5 days.
Took him months
to regain his memory and a year to fully recuperate.
Oh, he recuperated.
From that.
Oh, but then he died.
Eventually.
Oh, that's terrible.
Sam Cooke. Or was it of Sam and Dave or Sam?
No, Sam Cooke.
Sam Cooke was the one who had Higher and Higher.
No, that's Jackie Wilson.
Jackie Wilson, and he died. He passed out on stage and
he
never
had a stroke.
Recovered, right?
He had a stroke, and he was like a vegetable for years. Yeah,
that's sad.
I know.
It's tragic.
I love
so
Jackie
in
Wilson.
Upbeat news
all available
in the world.
On eBay.
On eBay, you can find all these songs and more
right.
on
or
eBay.
Or tickets to their shows on StubHub.
You can really?
They're all dead.
Well, I'm sure you can still buy them on eBay.
Sam Cooke. I'm going to the Sam Cooke concert.
You can buy the tickets.
Wait a minute.
The tickets
Lou
themselves.
Rawls tickets.
Think of how many great soul singers are dead.
Guess what? You can buy Lou Rawls tickets on eBay right
you
now.
Can?
No, you,
you
can't.
Can. Sure.
Yes.
Like the Stubbs.
Yes.
Oh, the Stubbs. Right,
the
yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lou Rawls okay. show ticket, November 17th at the KRNC
something,
Theater.
$59. I gotta tell you, something tells me this show is going to be a bit bizarre.
You know what? It started out being bizarre because you know how many show sheets we've had to send you over this morning? Three.
Oh, yeah, did you?
I hope you have the right one.
I always open up the latest one. I don't know what's going on.
Because we're having some eBay employees on that weren't, you know, supposed to be on and stuff like that.
Christy's coming on.
Yeah.
Who are these
people? So it's exciting.
Who are the what people?
Who's coming on?
Christy Demos.
Who's she?
Talk about the event.
She's from Trust. She's going to talk about the We Are eBay, We Are 20 event.
That's poor grammatically. Poor grammar.
Todd. Oh, I'm so glad you came on
the air. We are 20.
Dum, da, dum, 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 dum. This segment was brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Up next, an update from eBay Main Street when we return with more at eBay Radio.
As an eBay seller, I'm on call 24/7, listing, shipping, and providing five-star customer service. That includes responding ASAP to buyers' emails. But I can't be online all the time. Then I discovered Reply Manager. In addition to managing my inbound messages, their smart autoresponder lets customers know when they'll hear from me in person. And it all goes through eBay's My Messages. I set it to reply to customers during the hours I'm offline, like weekends or after hours. Their email still shows as unread, so I can find it easily once I'm back online. Reply Manager's smart autoresponder can even be topic-specific, for example, questions about returns. I can set up auto-responses for international buyers, too. Thanks to Reply Manager's smart autoresponder, I can communicate with customers while I'm busy eating, sleeping, or just having a life. Try it free at ReplyManager.com.
I haven't been in a thrift shop in ages. How great is this teddy bear?
That's really cute. And you know, plush animals usually do really well in my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. I find lots of great things to resell at secondhand stores. You'd be surprised at how valuable some of these items are.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can look up the value for just about anything in the store, and I can even check which items are most likely to sell on eBay.
That's so clever! How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale, compliments of stamps.com.